Hello, Dina.
Hello there, Stu. How are you?
I am fantastic. We made a pledge to do this, every few weeks, and we suck at it.
Well, we used to be much better. I don't know what's happened schedule-wise, Stu, but, that whole full-time job of yours can certainly,
it kind of saps it.
Limit the amount of time exactly. We have to chat.
So, should we talk about that?
Yeah, you're okay. Still a GoDaddy and doing great,
GoDaddy,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's really funny because I ran into a guy, up at the Scottsdale Quarter.
Yeah.
They had Apple, which is the Beatles tribute band, was playing a show last weekend. And this guy, I think his name was Ryan, just a super nice guy.
For anyone who's not local, Scottsdale Quarter is a little fashion kind of retail shopping center. And there's an open courtyard area where they sometimes have live music.
Right. And Scottsdale Quarter is what I call Scottsdale Recession. What Recession Quarter?
Right. Yes.
Because everybody just seems to have millions of dollars.
Anywhere I go shopping now, not just Scottsdale Quarter. I was at Fashion Square recently, good. Other malls, restaurants, I'm thinking, Lions again. I'm thinking, don't these people know? Isn't there still a recession on? Where's all the money coming from?
No. As you know, if you're listening, everything is perfect and your finances are fine and Obamacare is terrific. Everything's fine. We won't even go there because everything's so perfect.
You know what? We should talk about that afterwards. Finish the GoDaddy story.
Okay, so we're watching the show.
Yeah.
And there's a guy beside me and we can't kind of keep exchanging Beatle fan comments back and forth, and finally he makes a remark about your Big Shoe Stew. And I'm recognized, which is always very rewarding and very sweet thing, and
yes,
I love
it.
And all that. And then he introduces me to his family, and it's way too like, you know, this guy is one of the greatest DJs in Phoenix history. I'm like, I told him, would you please come to my house every day and just
who doesn't want that?
But it was funny because he was saying, you're still on the radio and all that. The memo's not there. You and I are still on the radio together.
It's been
like 5 years or something.
Five years.
So we said we'd keep doing this. And so now I'm working at GoDaddy.
And you've been there almost a year, right? Coming up on a year.
It's about 10, 11 months now. Yeah.
That's very good.
And I do sales and tech support.
Right.
So I'm one of the guys, when you call in for help with GoDaddy, that...
You could potentially answer my call when I call in, because I am a GoDaddy customer and have been for, I think, about 4 or 5 years now, maybe longer.
Oh, I think so.
And so, I think the tech support people, whenever I call, are always terrific.
Well,
I've never gotten you, though.
No, then you would know we weren't all terrific. No, it's really cool. I mean, we know, and the longer you're there, the more you know, the more stuff you go through. But a lot of the calls are all the same thing, which is fine. There's a pattern to what people do. It's just hysterical to me. The number of people who get stuff from GoDaddy or Microsoft or any other tech company who have absolutely no business being on a computer.
Right.
This, to me, is funny.
It's very funny. But how else can people function these days, whether they know it or not, they have to be on a computer?
Well, for example, if we're doing something and I say to you, because I can't access your site. This is not working. That's not going. And one of my questions is, what browser are you using? Dina, what browser do you use?
Well, I use Firefox.
Okay, you know that.
I do know
that. Right,
okay. And sometimes, if that doesn't work well, I have to go to Internet Explorer.
All right, here's some browsers that you might use. In fact, the chances are probably 99%. You're using Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, Safari, maybe
Chrome
Opera.
Is Google, right?
Chrome is Google.
Yes,
But Chrome
that.
Is Chrome. It's not Google, it's Chrome.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
The number of times somebody says, you're going to love this one.
Yeah.
What browser are you using? My favorite answer, MSN.
Yeah, I thought it was either going to be that or Yahoo, right?
Yahoo, there's one.
Yeah, there's one for you too.
Or I'll say to them, let's try another browser because I think this is all going to work if you just go ahead and grab a copy of Firefox or Chrome or something. Oh, I can't do that. I wouldn't do that. It's not going to hurt anything.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So there's all those. My favorite GoDaddy story, and I have to be careful how I tell this because we can't reveal identities of customers. That's just a huge no-no.
Okay. Yes, of course you can't.
But a lady calls me up, and she's half in tears because she's bought a domain. A domain is a website name.
Yes.
Okay, like bigshoestew.com.
Writer. Okay. Yes, exactly.
Right. That's a domain name. She's bought a domain, and she's all bummed out because she's doing it for like a Christian / real estate / women's empowerment thing or whatever, and I can't tell you the exact title of the domain because that's just not allowed.
Right, you can't do that.
But she wants to trade it in or give it back or get rid of it or something. Because what she was doing was an empowering statement. And it's something along the lines of, we girls are really fun or something. It's better than that.
Okay.
Yes.
So it could perhaps be misleading or misinterpreted by some.
And her nephew calls her up and says, I think her name was Judy, says, Aunt Judy, no. You need to get rid of this. That's not what you think it says.
Wow.
It's just a phrase she always used to describe empowered women.
Wow.
And I'm dying laughing.
Sure.
And I'm like, ma'am, I'm not laughing. I said, I'm not laughing at you. You've done nothing wrong here. I said, but that's really funny. And of course, all my supervisors, when they hear the story, they're like, that domain was still around. It wasn't grabbed in 1997.
You better grab it now.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
So what do you think I told her to do?
You better hang on to it.
What? Well,
sell it.
Yeah.
Sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah. I said, you could probably make $5,000 or $10,000 or more. That's how good this name was.
You know, this is like a Saturday Night Live bit waiting to happen. When you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great story.
So I told her, I said, sell it. I said, and she goes, oh, I said, give the money to the church.
Right. Give it to the charity of your choice.
Yeah. I said,
always a good option.
I said, but you have no idea what you're sitting on. Yeah, it was hysterical. And we laughed.
That is hysterical.
I hope she's doing well. She was really sweet lady.
Every day is something entertaining for you.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, listen, with the holidays here, there's all kinds of entertainment around. I mean, they've started the holiday music on the radio stations already.
Not even early. Halloween, and it was all playing all over the place.
Already on. And
you're big time into the holidays.
Well, I mean, I don't mind them. It's good for some time off. We're not going to do Thanksgiving at our house this year. We've decided to take a pass. Yeah, we're making other plans this year.
See our listener collectively just...
Well, that's okay. It's all right. I haven't been baking much.
You and haven't been I know. Dina has not been. Can I tell him some? Yeah, I'm going to tell him some news. Dina is looking terrific.
Oh, thank you.
You have shed some pounds.
Shed a few pounds.
You are eating very, very healthy.
Juicing a lot
and
of spinach.
And she's juicing, baby. She's juicing.
The spinach.
Yeah.
So much. But the latest story, of course, is now some retailers are going to be open earlier than Black Friday. They're
going
to start Thursday night. At, I think, 8 o'clock, some of the big retailers.
What a joke.
I don't know why that's really necessary, except that...
Necessary? I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, just... But some people want to shop. I mean, why shouldn't they be allowed to shop? That's the other
side
of the coin.
Because there's times when people want to be with their families.
Sure.
And if you're going to shop, then that means that some clown has to be in there,
work.
At 6 p.m. or whatever, you know. GoDaddy is open. Always will be for every holiday. But the problem is we're a worldwide organization, so you can't not be there. You have to have. And we run on a lower crew, and they have volunteer shifts and so on. And they're really cool about the whole thing with the holidays. But but that's one exception.
But retailers are different.
I don't think there's an international emergency causing Walmart to have to be open at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving or whatever it is.
Found out we're going shopping Thanksgiving.
Get out!
I
you're
going to
do this. Yeah. You're playing right into it.
Well, I wasn't going to. I thought we would go out on Friday. As we often do, but not very early.
You really
go later. So Lauren, my love, just told me the other night that we're going Thursday night, Thanksgiving night.
What's
for
his
a couple
big
of
motivation?
Stores. I don't know. This is all news to me. I think it has something to maybe at Best Buy, as you might expect.
There's only lost leader stuff anyway.
Yeah. I don't know what we need. I'm not really sure.
If you're going to get like a TV or something, it's not going to be like the
No, I don't think we're getting that. I don't think we're getting anything big.
TV.
No, we have a big TV.
We'll take yours.
How many
but
do
get
we
a new
need?
One. We'll take your old one.
Well, you already have one. So
not that good.
Well, it's good.
We need a good one.
But anyway, so that's the story with the holidays. And after that, I don't really know.
That's
all I know is there'll be turkey on Thanksgiving, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely grateful for that.
So...
If you had to pick one thing to be thankful for this year.
I would just say good health and good family and friends.
Yep.
And, you know, we're going to try to keep it going for 2014.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's it.
No resolutions.
No, this isn't New Year's yet.
I'm just saying.
We're going to do another podcast before New Year's, right?
I'm
we promise.
Saying, don't,
we'll do, we will do, we'll do another podcast before 2015.
Maybe
promise.
Two. Maybe
oh,
more
wow.
than
yeah.
it's 2014,
oh,
by the way.
Oh.
Not 2015.
No,
you just skipped a whole year.
That's what I'm saying.
Intentionally?
Yes.
No, we're going to podcast many more times, more regularly. I think Fridays are a good day.
Hey, if you're listening, do us a big favor and drop us a comment here, you know, or...
BigShoeStew.com. You can always leave a comment there. Also, you can find us on Facebook at Big Shoe Stew and Dina Fox.
And I'm on Twitter at Big Shoe Stew.
Fantastic. So we'd love to hear from you. If there's anything you want to chat about, feel free.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.